Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the somewhat unsettling yet fascinating ability of OpenAI's O3 model to pinpoint the location of a photograph. Buckle up, folks. This is a wild ride.
Okay, color me intrigued. So, how does this digital Sherlock Holmes actually work?
Well, the author, Simon Willison, feeds the model a photo, intentionally avoiding obvious landmarks. It's like a game of where in the world is Carmen Sandiego, but with AI.
Clever. So, what kind of photo are we talking about? A scenic vista, or something easily identifiable?
Nope, it was pretty nondescript. A bit of road, a house, some hills. You know, stuff you see every day. No Eiffel Tower here. What's wild is the model's thought process. It actually zooms in on details like the license plate, analyzing the vegetation, even mentioning California poppies specifically. It's like it's seeing.
Hold on. It's running Python code to zoom and crop. Is this for real? That's amazing and a little bit creepy.
Exactly. It's both impressive and, as you said, slightly dystopian. It narrows down the location to the central coast of California. Pretty close, but misses the exact town by about 200 miles, initially landing on Cambria. The next guess, El Granada, near Half Moon Bay, was spot on, though. The kicker? It knew the author's general location was Half Moon Bay. Cheating?
Could it have used EXIF data? That would ruin the experiment, surely.
The author addressed that. It seems O3 does have rough location access, but testing with photos taken thousands of miles away, with EXIF data stripped, yielded similarly impressive results. So the location awareness helped, sure, but didn't make the core capability any less freaky.
So what's the big takeaway here? Are we all going to be tracked by AI based on our vacation photos?
Well, it's less about immediate tracking and more about the realization that this technology exists and is good. It highlights the need for awareness. Sure, there are potential benefits, maybe for lost hikers or historical photo analysis. But the privacy implications are huge. We have to balance the excitement with the potential risks.
You're right. It's a double-edged sword for sure. I mean, on one hand, it's like having a superpower in your pocket. But on the other, yeah, it's pretty Big Brother-ish.
Exactly. It's a lot to unpack. The author highlights how other models like Claude are making similar strides. The key difference here is how O3 integrates tool usage into its thinking process. A pattern we're likely to see more of. This whole chain of thought thing is incredibly powerful, but also a little scary. Makes you wonder what's next, right?
It certainly does. This isn't science fiction anymore. It's right here, right now. Thanks for breaking this down. It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay curious, stay informed, and until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.